on the line. Barry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Frank.
Barry, you're obviously hugely into your boxing. I couldn't ignore this book. It arrived on my desk, Best of Enemies by Barry Flynn, John Caldwell versus Freddie Gilroy. Now, there's a story and a half. How on earth did you manage, however, to fill a whole book on those two boys? Some rivalry between them in the day. For people who aren't aware of boxing, tell us the story.
Well, basically, it's probably the most iconic moment in Belfast boxing, which occurred on the 20th of October 1962, with the Pride of Ardoyne, Freddie Gilroy, boxed his great friend and then rival John Caldwell from the Falls Road in the King's Hall in front of 16,000 people. Now, these boys had been grew up in the 1950s and were virtually untouchable in boxing terms. They both went to Melbourne in 1956 and took bronze medals in boxing for Ireland. They turned professional. John went to Glasgow. He was based out of Glasgow, while Freddie Gilroy was based in Belfast. They fought at different weights. Caldwell was a flyweight, Gilroy was a bantamweight, and they worked their way up towards world title contention. In 1960, Gilroy was beaten by a guy called Alphonse Halimi for a world title fight, and he was promised a rematch. But what happened thereafter was that Jack Solomons, who was the promoter, chose John Caldwell, then a flyweight, to move up the bantamweight to box Halimi for the world title. John won the world title, and he went to Brazil in 1962 and lost the unifying crown against Eder Joffre. But thereafter, these two Belfast boys were on a collision course, and it was the biggest thing since penicillin to hit Belfast, and you couldn't have moved a sweet in your mouth in the King's Hall that night. Gilroy won when Caldwell had to retire with a cut eye, but this is the thing that had people talking way back in the day. It was just massive, Frank.
You certainly tell the story well, listening to you converse about it. You must have thoroughly enjoyed putting it into a book.
Oh, yes. It's a different era, but it's an era that needs to be, a story that needs to be told for future generations. We've got great boxers. Belfast always has had great boxers, with a world champion in Card Frampton. But these are the two guys who inspired a generation, way back in the 60s and the 50s. If you go into any pub in Belfast, men of a certain age would still argue about these two guys. Who is the better? And, I mean, the folklore that has grown up around them and around boxing in Belfast, I just thought that it was time that that story was put in paper. And whenever I went to look at it and some of the things I come up with, the places that these guys travelled to, you know, they were absolutely massive in their day. For example, Freddie Gilroy in 1960, you know, being a British European champion, he was picked to, you know, appear at Highbury Stadium for the boxers and jockeys against the Film All-Stars, and he had to mark Sean Connery, who was just fresh out of doing Darby O'Gill and the Little People. And for a wee man from Ardoyne, you know, this must have been sort of pinch-me time. But then again, that was just after Connery tried his accent, his Irish accent. I'm sure Freddie might have been tempted with a left hook during that match after all that.
It's an interesting tale, and you know, people will know Freddie. They would have met him because he worked in town, didn't he, for many a year at, I suppose, a job that people would have been surprised to see him do.
Yeah, the thing about both men was that they were very humble men. You'd have seen them walking around the streets, and people don't realise just how big they were in world terms. Freddie, after he'd finished his career, he bought the Tivoli Bar in Donaghadee with his earnings. But during the Troubles, the bar was bombed and he went to Australia. And he came back to Belfast in the late 70s. And he took a number of jobs as a barman, but he also worked as a parking attendant there at Millfield. And a lot of people wouldn't have known exactly how big this gentleman was. And the same thing for John Caldwell. He walked around Anderson's Town and the Falls Road. And it was only people of a certain generation could have said that man used to be a world champion. So what I wanted to do is get the story and let people know how big these two guys were in world terms for the city and the pride they brought to Belfast.
I remember going into one of the parking lots and car parks, and whoever was with me in the car, I wasn't as into boxing as the guy with me was, and he says, "That guy's Freddie Gilroy." Now, I knew the name, and I was introduced to him, and I was chatting to him, and I thought to myself, you know, what a nice man, what a modest man, but this man is actually taking a few bob off me for parking the car here. And there was a time when he was one of Ulster's great sporting superstars.
We're talking thousands of pounds here. when he fought Peter Keenan in 1959 to win the British title, and Peter Keenan was the Scotsman who was British champion at the time, 17,000 people turned up at the King's Hall. Now, you compare that whenever Barry McGuigan fought, 8,500 was the maximum in the King's Hall. So double that, and the hype on the streets. They had bonfires in the middle of the street in Northwick Drive in Ardoyle. Whenever he won, it was just so big. He went on to win a European title, and he lost the world title at Wembley Arena in front of 14,000 people. Freddie was a hero. He couldn't walk anywhere. Do you really have to do before fights, Frank? He had to train in Newry because people in Belfast just wouldn't leave him alone. And the doctor ordered him, in order to keep his hands ready for the fight, not to shake hands with anybody for six weeks before fights, because everywhere he went, people wanted to shake his hand. So just imagine 17,000 people in the King's Hall, a health and safety nightmare in this day and age.
Was his Lonsdale belt ever returned, the one that was stolen or went missing way back in the 80s?
No, it's never been returned. Freddie, to this day, still pines for the Lonsdale belt. The Lonsdale belt had been valued at about £40,000. He was the first person from Belfast to ever win one. It was his pride and joy. And it broke his heart when it went missing in 86. And there's a lot of rumours as to where it went. Cannot be proved. But to this day, Freddie Gilroy is 82 years of age. And the thoughts of the belt and where it is, it's somewhere in Belfast. Perhaps make another appeal that if anybody knows where Freddie's belt is, please, you know, go to somebody or go to the police and say, there'll be no questions asked, just make an old man very happy, give him his belt back.
It would be brilliant, wouldn't it? It'd be a lovely thing to have for Freddie and his family to have. It'd be a lovely thing. We often talk about the sporting museum that should be here in Belfast, to be in that sporting museum. But as you say, to reunite Freddie with his belt in the latter stages of his life would be fantastic. Unfortunately, John Caldwell, he passed away some years ago.
Yeah, 2009. John was not well for a number of years. And as I say, he would have walked up and down the Anderson's Town Road, and a lot of people wouldn't have known him. But John, like Freddie Gilroy, was just massive. He trained out of Glasgow, and even in the 1950s, the Glasgow Celtic football team got John in to show them his training techniques that were so good. So that was Charlie Tully and people like that way back then. But John was super fit, and when the troubles began, John went to Canada for a while, and he couldn't find a job, and he came back to Belfast, and he wasn't a man who would have been very much interested in boxing beyond his own career. And he just was a very quiet man, and people just didn't know that he was so famous back in the day. But to say, Frank, the book encapsulates a moment in the King's Hall that sort of was the pinnacle of the two men's careers from a Belfast perspective. And I hope it pays tribute to their names and keeps the legacy going.
Well, I've no doubt it will. It's a fine read. The bits that I've been flicking through: Best of Enemies, John Caldwell versus Freddie Gilroy by Barry Flynn. And there's a photograph, and I think it's at the start of chapter 12, number of photographs in it, but there's one, and I have to say, John Caldwell, he's sort of jogging down the street. Boy, does he look like Paddy Barnes.
Do you think so?
It just looks like Paddy Barnes jogging down the street. Were they the same cut, the same build, or was Caldwell bigger?
No. John was very small flyweight. Belfast could produce some fantastic flyweight. That photograph was taken in Chicago in 1956. And you'd recall, if you left these shores in 1956, you were emigrating. But these guys got to travel the world. They went to Melbourne in 56, and they stayed in the Waikiki Beach Hotel in Hawaii. So boxing offered these guys travel, superstardom, money, but at the end of the day, the money just didn't last.
And it didn't last, and that's the reality of life, but it's another great chapter in local sport, reading about John Caldwell and Freddie Gilroy. Barry, it's a good publication. Thanks for telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Barry Flynn, who's written that book,